You're listening to SBS News.
A white funeral lion dances in far north New Zealand for the traditional Chinese festival Qingming. Also known as Tomb Sweeping Day, it's a date to honour ancestors. The lion is at a memorial for the SS Vetnor in Northland, with around 200 people from the Māori and Chinese communities. It's a memorial for the nearly 500 Chinese gold miners lost when the ship hit rocks and sank off the coast of the North Island in 1902. The ship was chartered to return the bodies of the miners to their families so they could be buried in accordance with Chinese custom. When the caskets and remains washed ashore, the Māori people in the area gathered and buried them as a sign of respect. That created a bond between the two communities that is upheld more than a century on. Lynette Shum is a descendant of one of the miners.
We're just one family. It's fantastic, and we can carry on in that tradition. I think there'll be a lot of these friendships that have formed these days that will carry on through the generations.
Among the crowd is Peter Suhoi, another descendant.
We have two ancestors that are lost at sea on the Vetnor. My great-great-grandfather, Choy Suhoi, and my great-great-uncle, Choy Suhoi's nephew, who was one of the body attendants who drowned, unfortunately, with the Vetnor going down.
The wreck of the Vetnor is located around 20 kilometres out to sea from the memorial. Because of its historic and cultural significance as a Chinese burial ground, a protection order has been placed on the site to protect the remains from divers and treasure hunters. New Zealand's Race Relations Commissioner Meng Foon says that while the story of these miners has only been told for the last 15 to 20 years, the Māori people in the area have always known.
They have cared for our ancestors in their graves, and it's really poignant that all of our memorials are actually on whenua Māori, on Māori land, and it's hugely significant to the whakawhanaungatanga that we share.
The ceremony ended with the white lion costume being burnt as an offering for the spirits at the memorial. Mr. Foon explains the significance.
A white lion at that and is very symbolic to the event itself, that our continuous gratification, our continuous acknowledgement of their trials and tribulations are with them all the time.
The kindness which formed an enduring relationship between two cultures has been hailed as a powerful example for all New Zealanders. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.